And we'll just welcome everybody out to the Town of Daniel Council Special Meeting, Friday, May 22nd, 2026, at 8:45 a.m. at the Daniel Town Office Conference Room, 3500 South Highway 40, Suite A, Daniel, Utah, 84032. And we'll...
If you want to wait for somebody, you can go ahead and talk now to your items. I mean, you just have to don't take any action that's not on the agenda, but you're in session now, so you can talk.
About anything?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do I have to make a motion?
CYA, four.
A motion for what?
To approve the minutes.
To approve the minutes, yes.
So...
If you want to wait for the other members, though, you don't have to do that right now.
But we don't have anybody else coming.
Oh, nobody else is coming?
So it's just us.
All right.
Okay, so let's go ahead then, and do we need to read the minutes?
No, you do not need to read the minutes. This meeting was specially called to approve the minutes for the second CDBG public hearing, which was held on Wednesday, May 20th. I am trying to meet a deadline, and so I've asked the council to meet in a special session to approve these minutes so that I will be able to submit them with my application in a timely manner. So I am asking this morning to ask the council if they would approve these minutes. Everyone was present at this meeting. We called a special meeting so that we would hear the public hearing. And now this is a second special meeting to approve the minutes from that meeting. You'll note that this format is a little bit different than our normal minute format, but it's because CDBG has a special format that I have to follow. And so it looks a little bit different than our normal format would be. So
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the Town of Daniel's second CDBG public hearing. It was held at the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, on Wednesday, May 20th, 2026, at 7 p.m.
Call for a second.
Second.
Call for a vote.
Stephanie Grady, aye.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
So the motion passes, and thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, where's the donuts?
If you want to leave the meeting open, if they want to go over agenda items with us, then just leave it open. Don't.
So I want to leave it open for just a minute, because what I want to talk briefly about is Mark Harrelson's, the meeting that we had with Mark Harrelson.
Yes.
Two Fridays ago. And Erica, if you'll just explain what's going on with Mark Harrelson's property briefly.
Okay.
To the Stephanie and to Gary.
So Mark's take on that is he can't develop that back section that we're looking at here. That's not developable, but he says he can use it as his commercial operation. That's going to be up to you guys to decide if that's the case or if you're ready to defend the agreement that we have. We went down and met with him. He wants to use, we measured up 200 feet and then squared that across the back and allowed him, if he fenced it and went with the, I guess this was our offer, right? If he fenced it and stayed within that boundary, that he could park things in there that are a nexus to the storage units. So he can't rent that out for boats and he can't rent that out for all that kind of stuff. What we talked about was the U-Haul trucks and trailers.
Okay, and you're talking behind the fence or within the fence? And can we go look at it or would that not be appropriate?
No, we can go out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're saying here is the fence would be on the back side of the property. So he would, what was traditionally talked about, from my understanding, was the buffer zone.
So he has...
Is that he would be able to use the buffer zone to store a U-Haul trailer.
Because I thought the buffer zone was at that angle coming back.
I was on the council with Stephanie, and it was our understanding that the angled thing on the map was the buffer zone, and the back part would then be agricultural.
And
Stephanie asked in, I've got the minutes, in that meeting, Stephanie asked for a maintenance plan
come on in here.
A maintenance plan be submitted to the town for that property, and we never did receive a maintenance plan. But that was our understanding.
That was my understanding. But it wasn't written in the agreement.
No, it was not. We did not get it in the minutes.
That's what he's saying, that he thinks it's not spelled out in the agreement.
I agree with him.
Do you?
So he would be...
I have to read it again. So what we read 3 weeks ago or a month ago, I didn't read the whole thing, so I'd have to look at it again.
So he'd be required to put a fence at that 200-foot part all the way across the back.
Okay.
And that would separate the buffer zone from...
The front.
The agriculture, which would be the back. And he'll put the fence in, and we'll park U-Haul trailers in there only.
Okay.
For business purposes and nothing else. He can't charge to store anything else in there. And if you guys are okay with that, he's okay to do that. He's fortunate a bit. He's called me 10 times this week, wondering if we'd get him a business license.
The fence.
So that he can move forward with that, if we're okay with that.
Yeah. So all we'd be doing is squaring up that angle and letting him use that.
And then I would say that at some point we go in and we clarify the buffer zone in the code. Because we probably, this discussion that was had several years ago, we just probably ought to get something in the code that specifies what goes on in a buffer zone. So my ask in this right now is, if Mark Haraldson, he's already agreed, Gary and Eric and I went down and met with him 2 weeks ago, he's already agreed to all of this.
Do you have something in writing?
No.
But we will have something in writing, and...
It will be an addendum to this.
It will be an addendum to this.
But again, I look at this and say it's a buffer zone, and I think the judge will say it's a buffer zone from your commercial operation, and this is an expansion of it.
And he's supposed to maintain all the vegetation back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
So if we agree upon this, then I'm going to issue him a business license. We're going to go ahead and approve his business license under these condition that he's going to do this so that he can start renting his storage units. So,
did you want to see that, or did you read that?
I haven't read all of that, no. But
that's talking about the buffers on there.
Yeah, I
think our minutes are pretty clear about what the intent was. And a judge will look at that. So in the spirit of cooperation, this is what we're looking at. Certainly don't have to do this. We can certainly draw the line in the sand.
And for the record, this is a discussion only. No action is being taken at this meeting. That will be for the council to take up at a future meeting.
Okay.
He is on the agenda already for June 1st.
For June?
Yep.
Yeah, I just like to see a pen to the pencil, or a pen to the pencil to the paper, and it's unfortunate that it kind of turned out the way it did.
Well, it hasn't turned out yet.
Well.
Well, I would like going forward,
his interpretation of it was. I mean,
right.
As the clerk recorder and the deputy clerk recorder, I've emphasized that you must, in your minutes, make sure everything is just the way that you really intended it to be, and so let's take this as a lesson and move forward and be more specific in the future if we can do that.
The other unfortunate thing about that is we're back there telling them you can't park back here. We look at the neighbors next door and a whole bunch of concrete dumpsters clear across the property for another business being run, and it's like, how can we tell this guy you can't park a U-Haul truck here, and here we have a dumpster business running next door.
Well, and Ed Houston's got a bunch of stuff behind his place too that borders that. So you've actually got two other places that have a ton of stuff.
Yeah, but Ed's is farm related. I think that's
right. For the most part. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think we're comparing apples and apples.
Well,
right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff back there. But.
You can go back to Joe Witt's interpretation. Every farmer wants what I got, track hose, back hose, dump trucks, and so, all right. I just wanted to have that.
So we'll discuss this in council.
You will, but yeah. You could do a straw poll today if you want me to draft that agreement and have it ready for the meeting, then I would like some direction on that.
I would think that we need to, let's look at the proposal and draft that up so we have something to look at and scrutinize it a little bit.
So move forward and let him draft the.
That's what I would
draft.
That's what I would think.
Okay.
What do you think, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Coming up here, Gary. You're gonna hang out.
Yeah. So we'll shut this. We'll close this.
I don't think you should. If you're gonna discuss your agenda while you got a quorum here, you better leave it open.
Okay. We'll leave it open.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Are we going to discuss this agenda then? Is that
you want to do agenda right now?
I think you've got everybody here.
Okay.
You might as well show them what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got time to be here?
Before anybody leaves,
I've got to be at 1:00 in Payson for a baseball game.
How long does it go for though? Yeah.
But then it won't be considered a.
We could go.
Not very long.
These first couple items won't go very long, but
okay. I can stay for a little bit. I have to be in Salt Lake though a little bit, so and I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Are you driving?
Driving. I'm gonna fly my helicopter down.
Setting the agenda is not on our agenda, so it's whatever you care to do.
But they're not gonna take
action on that.
They're
not making a motion or anything. Right?
We're discussing it. They're not gonna set the agenda.
Okay, so we'll stay in here for now and go from there.
Gary, do you want to come up here?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, I'll scoot over.
Well, that's a matter of
you take my spot.
That is good, yeah.
I have 5, but I can go make more, but it's also on the TV, so.
Gary and I can share.
Sure.
Since you're wanting things projected.
That's really nice.
Here's our practice.
And I think that's a good thing to do. I think it's going to help with, the public.
Yeah.
Nothing better than I'd like to see the public come to the meetings. So, yeah.
Well, this will help you guys understand what we do here every other Friday. So
this is kind of what I have for the meeting thus far. You want to go through it, Scott?
I just we'll do what we always do. We'll just start right there. We have public comment. We have a public hearing for a zone change request at 3350 South Highway 40 from RA5 to commercial. That's
is that where it's noticed when I just drove
by?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And
first
that,
I might
that came from
like
that
for you guys, for us.
Recommendation.
Is that the Brian Myers? Is that Brian Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, that's the property there. We have a public hearing for the Wildland Urban Interface Code. We have a public hearing for a possible code change to the 3 code changes that we've been talking about, 8.070.05, 8.07.06, 8.07.07, regarding RA5 Residential and Agricultural Zone, possible adoption of that. Public hearing for the final budget amendments for the fiscal year 2025-2026 and a resolution to go along with that. Public hearing for adoption of the budget for the fiscal year. Planning Commission meeting summary. Set public hearing for zone change request from RA5 to commercial on parcel 20-4532, 1680 West, 3000 South.
I do have a question back on number 3.
Okay.
If you think you're going to adopt something, I would need to have an ordinance written out that we would sign. So, you think it's just going to be a discussion or an adoption?
You can just add on the back of that possible action.
Possible. Okay, so it would be like, would it be an ordinance, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it would be DO 2026-06-01. C. Maybe I do that one B, and then I change the one at number 4 to C. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you'll have to change that to possible action on there.
Yeah, I'll put possible adoption of DO 2026. Oh, I can just do it here. That's why I have it here.
I would recommend, Scott, Mayor, that you talk to the fire district and see how they're feeling about what we talked about. And, you know, you have a recommendation from planning. And find out, you know, how they feel about that. And if you're planning to take any action, it would be helpful to know what they think.
I think we're the only one in the county that hasn't adopted this yet.
That's wrong.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been out searching. Okay. There's a lot of them that haven't adopted yet.
Okay.
Some have adopted the map, and some have just adopted the code.
Okay.
But some of them haven't adopted anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So check with fire and just see.
Could you look at Salter Summit, for example?
No, I was looking here and about it.
If you look in the county, you might find a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So that does come with a recommendation from the Planning Commission.
Yes, it does.
Yep. And that'll be read on their summary.
Do we want to put the summary higher?
Yeah.
Should we put the summary higher so they can hear? Because all of those have recommendations.
Yeah, put the Planning Commission summary report up.
Okay.
It won't include this recommendation, though, because that was last month.
Because we did them last month.
Oh, okay.
We did them a month ago.
That's right. So I'll just leave it? Or where would
that's
you
put
it?
Well, you should probably put in Scott's packet that recommendation.
Yeah.
So when he opens the hearing, he can read that to the public.
Yeah, that's a refresher, so he'll know.
Yep.
So put it up higher?
No,
it wouldn't be on the agenda. Just
put
get
it in
the
packet.
The last summary from the April meeting.
The one that has the recommendation from the Planning Commission.
Okay. And that would be the April meeting.
Yeah. Are we doing those separate, or is it just in the summary? Are you getting a separate recommendation?
No, we haven't been doing that. We've just been doing it in the summary.
Yeah.
We should probably change that. We should probably be making any action that the Planning Commission takes. We should be sending that action to the council in a letter form.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to the planning secretary about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What did she decide? Has it not crossed over yet?
It's in process. She, her opinion.
I know. So I
slowed it down.
Mary's still kind of filling in, right?
Okay, so that puts us down to agenda item number 8. Do you have anything that we need to add to the upper part of this agenda?
I don't think there's anything there. I do have some information on some of those items.
So 9 is, we can just take that off.
Gary, have you got anything that you want to add to this agenda so far? Okay, so the upper section of the council meeting is pretty much well in place and set with what we need. So then we go to 10, new business licenses, Daniel Highway 40 Storage, Service Master, Silver Iron Enterprises. Those are new business licenses, and then we have 3 renewals. And then we, on 11, we have fraud risk assessment. I'll turn that over to you, Megan, on that.
Okay.
What's going to happen on that fraud risk assessment?
We'll go through it and we'll fill out the scores and we'll give ourselves a score. And then I just have to submit it by the end of June.
By the end of June? Mm-hmm.
It just has to be completed by the end of June. You don't have to actually submit it until the end of the calendar year.
So we're not approving
but
any policies or anything like that. We're just going through the fraud risk and filling out our score and so that you can turn that in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I don't think we need to add agenda item number 12. It's blank. There's nothing there. Go to council reports, planning reports, water system. I'll talk to Dave and Emily again, see if I can get Dave there to report on the water systems. Then we'll go to you for warrants and approval. basically close the meeting from there, so that looks...
I would like to add that the minutes from this meeting that we're currently in be added for approval.
Okay.
And that'll catch you up to current.
Are we to the point that we need to discuss what Eric has brought up as a response to the mining project that's trying to move forward to the Division of Drinking Water? I guess that's where that was addressed to, is that correct?
Yeah, but I don't think we're ready to put that
on
the agenda.
We're not ready to do that yet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, what did I just...
We have had as a discussion item, but I don't think it's ready to be on your agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I didn't know if there were some other things that we needed to look at to enforce that. You know, I'd like to see what you've written up and submitted.
Oh, yeah, you haven't got, you're not on that email chain.
No, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen that?
Stephanie's on that email chain.
The one Eric responded to.
To Maverick?
Yes.
Yes.
And so they...
Oh, this was just directly to Maverick then? It wasn't to...
Right.
It wasn't on behalf of us, on behalf of the Division of Drinking Water?
The Division of Drinking Water has told them, go get Daniel to put it in their thing and then come back to us. So that's where they're at, is we've got to put it in our source protection plan and mitigate it. That's what they're waiting for from
the Division. And Eric had a gazillion good questions and needed a lot of information.
Sure.
There's a lot of information.
I thought it was very good. I mean, yeah, some of it was just like, okay, I don't even know how he comes up with that. But
I have help.
Is Eric?
I have help. There's voices in my head.
Yeah.
So I had heard that, you know, that they've been, the Maverick has been after the county to establish a public hearing, and the county at this point has not done that. Is that true or
not?
Nope,
they held it. Not one person.
And no one showed up.
But not, yeah.
No comments, no nothing.
That was the first one, but there's not a second one in the plans that you can, you know. That's just crazy, because something like that didn't.
Yeah, they may end up back in court. The attorney, the county thinks there should be another one, and their attorney says there's not. It's only one required. So we'll see how that goes. They were actually on our agenda, and they sent us email last night at 4:30, said they can't make it today, so on that email chain.
But they want to reschedule next week sometime.
Yeah, they would like to come meet with the town.
Early in the week, he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I had to one of the council members was the fact that was the county planning on appealing the decision of the judge to a higher court? And the response I got from one of the council members was that they wasn't sure just what their plan was going to be.
They don't have a plan.
They don't have a plan.
My observation is they don't have a plan.
Grandpa, somebody's, you didn't hang up.
Well, didn't I? Get back to him later.
Grandpa.
It's okay, you can go back and listen to that up here.
Well,
so that's
We can get you a copy of what Eric wrote.
Yeah,
if you want to see
Megan,
a copy, I'll have Megan print a copy of that off and give to you. Is that
what is it that I'm printing?
I don't think Megan has a copy.
I'll send her a copy. Should I send it to her and then she can print it off?
Do
then
I
Gary,
have it?
Then Gary can see it.
I don't have it. Okay.
You're not on that email.
Okay, that's fine with me.
So,
do you have an email, Gary?
Yeah.
No, but I'll print it for us.
Scott, the mayor told me that I can probably...
I'll send it to Megan so that she can
We're
going to
buy you an iPad
I can print that off at my house, can't I?
Yeah, I can get him a copy.
Get him a copy.
Okay.
Then he can read what your response was.
And then he'll be able to park all the stuff back there.
I don't know if the other council members have received that or not either.
They haven't.
No.
They haven't.
But no.
Yeah,
that was a direct, and what happened was they sent Scott an email, he forwarded it to me, and then I started responding.
So,
because
so that's the agreement.
I was instructed to do that.
I just,
sorry.
Right. Because I'm not responding to that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty technical what they're doing, and they don't, they're just trying to get it done.
Well,
We have, I mean, the town has great worries about that. I mean, they're going to bury that pipe down in the bottom of there, and it's 30 foot up to the road.
Yeah, 100%.
And if that thing plugs off and then gives up, all that's headed right for Storm Haven.
So. Well, not only, I mean, that's a natural drainage. That whole canyon is a natural drainage that affects Deer Creek and beyond Deer Creek because of what the water's used for, treatment.
And I thought we'd have all kinds of help on this, being it's on the Provo River drainage, but that's not the case.
So the Provo River Water Association do they understand what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know if we understand what's going on.
Well, I had a conversation with an individual who said that maybe this is a ploy to try to get something else going on up there, which would be less evasive, I guess. And that would be, I mean, this is just word of mouth, but that would have been wanting to put housing up in what's typically called Boomer.
Yeah, well, West Daniel Land Association approached us about developing that up in there.
Well,
the ski resort?
No, this was after this. They wanted to put a few homes up in there.
But that is who leased this guy the property.
They did.
Is the Oakleberries.
Yeah.
So there's 400 something acres there. So
maybe that's where the high stream flows for the 500-year flood plain could help us. Tell them you got to have a pipe big enough to handle that 7,000 CFS that you say is going to come down Daniels Creek.
Okay. Yeah, are you on that email chain too, Gary?
On the gravel pit?
Yeah.
No.
You're not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sorry, I got that, so I don't know who to send it to.
So in your opinion, what conversations you've had with the county, they're just not moving forward with anything, or?
Dave, it's a divide and conquer down there. Nobody's talking to the other. Health department signing off, the floodplain signing off. There's a bunch of signatures that have happened, even with the court case that I'm surprised are happening.
Yeah, that's, once contamination's there, it's done, I just can't imagine that they entertain it, even though the small paragraph in whatever state code said it could be continuous to. I got told it was they're drawn as it's a crow fly, so it's like 18 miles.
It's over on Pelton Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while we're discussing this, I will let you know that we've had a GRAMA request for the source protection plans. And the person who's requesting works for a Salt Lake City law firm. And so we'll be honoring that GRAMA request. Today's the fifth day, I think, since we've got. So in the next day or so, we'll be sending those on.
So do we get help with that from Division of Drinking Water? Or is that just all on our own?
With what?
That's us.
Source protection.
Those are our documents.
I mean, source protection plan is our document.
Right, but we send them to the state.
And they approve them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get ground requests, an email should go out to everybody to hold those documents. It's a legal hold.
GRAMA request is for the source protection plan.
That's all. Potential litigation.
No.
You should save those records.
No, we get a hold litigation from an attorney. This is a planner that works for an attorney. They're just looking for information. And so the GRAMA request specifically asks for the source protection plans, which are public documents. So we will be sending those on. And I'm informing you that this is happening. But it's not a hold on documentation.
So it's a planner that has requested this, or is it an attorney that's requested?
It's an attorney's office.
It's an attorney's office, but she's a planner that works there.
Interesting.
But we won't destroy anything.
I'm not talking about what you have. I'm talking about what everybody else has. At the sign of that, you should send out a litigation hold it so nobody's getting rid of those documents.
It's incorrect, Eric.
I believe that is correct, but that's okay. I'm not doing it, right? But I have the documents, so.
I know you do.
Okay, so back to the floodplain that Gary brought up on that very thing. Let me give you a copy of the new maps. I handed this out to the Planning Commission. This is the new, and there's a website right on the top of that, and I believe the public comments is closed now. You got a copy of that?
Yeah, we've got one for our records.
We do?
Gary, you need?
Well, now you have one.
I haven't seen this before.
So if you wanna, this is the new documents that's through our town. So they've widened that out. They have encouraged us to use both maps, whichever one's wider, to any permits that come in. Right now.
So the question is, are we looking at the 100-year floodplain or the 500-year floodplain?
Yeah, I don't know what they're looking at there.
Gary, this one is clearer than the one we got at the Planning Commission. It's easier.
Yeah, but I actually got
it. Sure, you did, but like I say,
so they have a flood risk whole company doing this. So it's a.
But it was consultant. Mandated by Wasatch County.
State of Utah.
All state of Utah.
Yeah.
So the question.
You
is,
want a clear one?
Oh, I'll take this one.
Okay.
Thank you.
If there are issues, does that have to be addressed now, or could it be addressed at the time a building was permit was asked for or something?
Oh, I think the building permit, you'll still be able to do that, but I think if the town has a problem with any of this, right now is the time to get that. The public comment period's open, and we can adjust those maps before it hits the next stage. It'll be harder to change it down the road.
No, I'm just saying, like, on my property, the one that I said is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it goes clear out on.
It goes clear out on the field where there's a 6 foot deep by 8 foot wide ditch along the side, and they're showing that nothing comes out of that ditch at the bottom. It all comes across and over. Yeah. And I'm not planning on building there. It's not going to affect me, but I just wondered when.
Yeah, if I was you and that was on mine, I would get on there and make that comment. Because all they did was they went out and flew this.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at the elevation. So it's preliminary, but it will soon be harder to change for sure. It'll take engineering to get it changed, so. But again, that doesn't take into consideration what we're talking about up the canyon, right?
Right, from what knowledge I know of, you know, when there's low stream flows in Daniel Creek, there's a lot of times that the water doesn't ever get past Gruff Pit Road. It circulates in the ground so fast.
Right. So that was part of the questions that I had asked. What about our classification of pristine water? What does this do to that? And another question was, did they have a discharge permit? If they're going to dig a pit, they're going to be discharging water. Does that go? How are they separating that? All the sediment and stuff's going to be, you know, we're all dealing with all that downstream.
That's exactly right.
And unfortunately, the irrigation company already gave them an okay. And their pickup's on the bottom of that creek. And so that sand's just going to go in the bomb. They've just enhanced all their maintenance.
The big spring is right there.
It's above it.
Well, yeah, but it flows. Yeah, it flows 24/7. The state had already determined many years ago that the Division of Drinking Water, that source is all our springs, our two springs, and the big spring is all one common source.
Yeah.
And so now, look how close big spring is to the operation.
What's pumped out of the bottom of the pit instead of coming out of the spring?
Oh. Yeah, the volume will still be the same, maybe more. And maybe that's what they were thinking, that they didn't care because they'd just get more water out. I don't know. I can't speak for them.
Sure.
Anyway, that's a new floodplain map.
Is that for you? If you don't need me for anything else, could I be excused?
Well, I just said
yep.
Thank you, everyone. I have another commitment.
You can read that during the baseball game because there'll be plenty of spare time.
I got to pay attention.
Do we want to close the meeting?
No, still got 30 members here.
So, Eric, before I go, these were the maps that Dave Gang sent, and I made some comments on here. I don't know if you'd had a chance to take a look at those.
Thank you.
If you would take a look at them and see if you had anything to add.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
See you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. Bye.
Talk to you later.
So, speaking of the irrigation company, the county meeting, county council on the 20th. right, 2 days ago, while we were doing planning meeting, they passed this Tri-Valley Watershed Work Plan Agreement. And if you'll go listen to the recording, at 1 hour and 06 minutes, they start talking about this. And it was totally misrepresented in the council meeting. They think they're signing this with the town of Daniel. Dustin has no idea.
Was it county or Heber City?
County.
Okay.
County council meeting. Again, that, if you want to go listen to it, this is what the whole project is. It's, what it's doing is putting them on the hook for $4 million.
Oh, was that the irrigation pipeline changes?
Mm-hmm. $4,500,000.
You know, I find it ironic.
Putting the irrigation company on the hook for $4 million? Does anybody call you on this or anything?
No, and that's what they said in the meeting. We've talked to Daniel Town, and I'm like,
no, they haven't.
You have talked to the irrigation company, and that's why I said it was misrepresented. That timestamp I wrote on the top of that document is, when you listen to that, you'll hear Daniel Town, you won't hear anything about Daniel Irrigation. It's just information. I mean, there's really nothing we do with that, but.
Well, I find it ironic that the irrigation company wouldn't have approached the stockholders with something that was happening that affects all the stockholders. They did?
This pipeline thing's been talked about for the last 3 years.
In what, behind closed doors?
In what?
Well, they've talked about the pipeline.
They talked about the pipeline.
About replacing it and the money and stuff in the mines.
Right.
But they met with the Maverick
in
September, is the information that I saw, or right around there, September or October. But it wasn't, I didn't go to the meeting, but I talked to people that I gave my proxy to, but it wasn't discussed at the meeting, our shareholder meeting in February, I don't believe.
No. We've never like heard anything.
No, that's interesting to me.
About this. Well, it is very interesting.
Yeah.
Who's got a dog in the fight here, you know?
Not the town of Daniel, and that's who they thought they signed that agreement with. Okay. The county thought that's what that was.
So what do we do?
There's really nothing we need to do. I mean, they signed an agreement, they think with the town of Daniel, they said that we're on the hook for it, and if we fall, they'll bill the town for it.
We're
not part of that agreement, so I don't know at what point somebody defaults when they figure that out, but we've had that before where somebody will grant an easement on the road over there by Mary's house. The water company granted an easement out in the right-of-way. It's not even their property, but it was the town property. It's like, well, they just got an easement and property they didn't own. So, yeah.
Well,
but that's a little more money than what they talked about for the match.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Yeah.
$4.5 million among 7,000 shares. What does that come out per shareholder?
More assessments.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
but the pipeline's got to be replaced.
Well, yeah.
But I'd like to see what the results of the environmental impact thing, where they had the public meeting and all the comments, absolutely nothing.
That was never addressed to the stockholders at all. I've been to all the stockholder meetings. I never heard anything ever mentioned.
I think that there's a general consensus they're a private company and they don't fall under the Open Meeting Act. So I think we've heard that in several meetings.
We have. I agree, but that don't mean it's right.
No.
Yeah, so that's $642 per share.
Is that
per share?
Per share.
Yeah. So that means they just signed me up for a $42,000 bill.
I owe 33. How much is that?
33?
33 shares.
21,000.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Just go to your big bank.
I will.
No, I it's just crazy how they're operating without giving stockholders the valid information that they have, but they feel like they don't have to share with stockholders. I have a hard time understanding that.
And I've met with them, with some other people on some issues, and they basically just...
blow me off.
No, they just basically told us what we wanted to hear and did what they wanted.
So that came up in the meeting anyway. I thought I'd point that out, just because I do stupid things like listen to meetings. I did read this in the planning meeting. This is from Kim Gardner Institute. They did all the population estimate. In 2020, April 1st, we was 916. We have moved down to 886 in our population, really? According to their survey.
The kids have grown up.
Yeah, and there's a good chance as the airport takes some of that out, we might drop. Because it's going to offset what we're building. So, with 5 or 6 permits a year, that's going to be a little bit different. Now, where do you want to go from here, Scott? Keep going.
What's your time frame? Are you good? Are we?
I'm good for a little bit.
Okay.
If you want to stay, we'll keep going for a minute. If not, we'll shut this down.
Before one of you leave, we gotta get rid of the meeting.
Yep.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. So
we're not trying to force you out, but we don't want to be here because we can't excuse ourselves.
Oh.
We're in an open meeting.
Yeah. So
is there anything important for me to hear right now? It's all important. I know. But
this is the latest thing from the Utah League of Cities and Towns. This is what they want us to make sure we're complying with in our town.
Oh, this is important.
And so that's their most common questions that they get. Do you want to move over here, Gary? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm there's a seat here.
Just having fun.
Here, I'll slide over.
Okay.
I'll sit here.
So those are just some items that we have that we need to make sure we're up to date on. It's just a little list. It's not enveloped as the one that I read in the council meeting. But clearly these are the most questions they get.
Dangerous thing at some point.
This chair's way more comfy.
I might fall asleep if I'm comfortable.
Doze off. Bring them up to date on this one. While they're looking that over. This is the one I'm just handing out. Do I need to stop for a minute, Stephanie?
No, I'm good.
Okay. This next document, just tell me to stop if I go too fast. Sometimes okay. I just ramble on. This is one that's right here across the highway, that little square. They're trying to build a house. And so they've come and met with us in this meeting about putting it on there. They sent back this diagram, which the setbacks are incorrect. So the setbacks on a state highway are 50 feet and they mark 30. So that developable area is really small by the time they get done. So that little mark in the middle is the mark that I put on it. Yeah, that one I drew on their plan at 50 feet.
So that is
they
the
think,
setback.
They think that's their setback and it's 50 foot on the highway. Okay. So that little mark that I put on there, this one is my mark. Mm-hmm. That's 50 foot based on their...
Yeah. Coming out of the center of the highway.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that takes that area really small.
So then they only have that little bit right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that little tiny square
like
is their buildable area. Okay. They still have not proven to us that it was legally created law. And their information that you have on this email chain is incorrect.
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, that's their claim. It was established as a 1 acre, which it was never. If it was an RA1, it was never 1 acre. So, mm-hmm. Of course, that's going to be a problem. And the tax roll is correct. It was incorporated into the tax roll, but that has nothing to do with the law, right? It's the tax description. So that's their attorney. Gave them this information that they thought it was, and I responded back that it's not. So,
with the setback at 50 feet,
it roughly leaves them 30 foot, on that front edge. It's super small. I'm not saying they can't use that for a commercial, you know, if they, he's talked about a car lot or something else. And so it's just, that's the building envelope for the setback. So we just want you aware of those things. This is, again, we're just bringing you up to speed with stuff that we talked about in this meeting. This one right here, I don't have copies of it, but you probably need to be aware of this. This one is, it is on the paper under Jaron Davis, Avenue Consultant. This is a development down on the Trouty Thompson property.
About 26.5 acres right down here.
Oh, okay, that's right. I thought that was
on the highway.
That's where the next stoplight will be put
Ed,
in.
Ed Houston.
That's where Ed Houston's stuff will be cleared out.
So you need to be aware that the town has to apply to UDOT. We have to fill out an application to UDOT, and that gets some points for the intersection to be put in. The town of Independence wants to hook on the other side and use that same road to access the town of Independence. Pretty much what they said, right?
Right.
We met with them down in town.
We met with them a few months ago with Independence and Millstream, and that was the discussion, that they would just tie in the town of Independence into that traffic light they're going to put right there, approximately mile marker 20, to access that 26.5 acres. And that's their plan that you're looking at right now to develop. And Heber Light and Power's property is just north of that. And they tried to get Heber Light and Power to swap them some property, and that didn't happen. And Heber Light and Power basically said, no go. You guys do what you want to do, because we're eventually putting a substation out there for the town of Independence, not for the town of Daniel.
That's what I was going to say.
So,
there appears on the surface that there's a lot of things that are coming to the town, coming from different entities, but it's all driven for the future development of Independence. And we've seen a number of things happen. We've seen it happen with our irrigation water, what the decision was on that. And when you look at the ramifications of that, that's a lot of water. I mean, you know, and where is that going to go?
Did you see what there's going to be in here?
Yeah.
Medical marijuana's facility.
Yeah. And so they put that hotel in there. They put that in there, he told us, because they were looking over here for a place. So they've actually got another place that they're going, but this is their concept. Okay. And they have turned in an application for a concept to go to planning in the next planning meeting. So
did he talk to you? Because he called me about that he couldn't come to the June Planning Commission meeting.
And
I said, can you send a representative?
So,
and he said,
data centers, right?
I don't know if anybody knows as much as I do. He was going to reach out to you, but
no,
you saw that he paid.
That's the case.
Yes.
So I should put him on planning for June unless we hear otherwise.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if we have to continue, he should be on the agenda.
Okay.
Because we only have 14 days once we have a completed application.
So this will be the road. We have to take action.
And then if he's not there, we'll
if he sends it right,
then
that'll be
going into Independence, and maybe
the
14,000 homes there, something like that.
Well, the town of Independence runs clear to the top of Dana Summit.
Yeah.
Crosses too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Daniel Summit Lodge is in Independence.
But which is
all the way across the top. And
this road never goes beyond
all that.
Is that why they're putting up the
fiber optic line? Yep.
I was wondering.
Yep.
So, and part of that also is that the Ouray Indian Reservation now claims that that's in their reservation.
Well, I know, because now there's a sign up there. I'm up there all the time.
Right.
I'm like, there wasn't always a sign.
Yeah, they drew the line right behind the lodge, goes across that ridge.
Oh, I'm always on there.
Well, then, many years ago, there was a big battle with that deal, and the Indian tribe had a sign up there for lots and lots of years, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared.
And now it's back up.
And now it's back up again. But, you know, there were so many people that was so irate about, I mean, we're talking all the farmers and everything going out through the basin, you know, are they gonna oversee what they're doing on their farms? And, I mean, it was quite a discussion. And that's been what, 30, 35 years ago?
Well, yeah. You know where that road is, where the old gravel pit is before you hit Strawberry River Road and stuff? There's a little road that goes along that little mountain. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I walk there because I go over the hill and mm-hmm. take the dogs over there. But there's a bunch of stuff that's all staked out there, and I'm like, I was wondering if they're going to put another gravel pit or something. It's just all of a sudden appeared like a month ago. And it's professional, like yeah. stakes everywhere. I'm like,
If they deem that a reservation, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, so there's going to be homes all up there?
Well, just like Eric said.
Time to go.
Okay. Anyway, we just wanted you aware of this.
Well, I'm just so happy about it. Okay, there you go.
Well, the reservation
you have. As long as you're happy.
No, I am.
Okay.
That's a nightmare.
It is. I've taken the liberty of drafting a standard term and agreement. This would be a supplement to what we do for Haraldson. And so this should go out with every agreement that we have that stipulates the towns. I guess it would be their viewshed of what the agreement is and what it is not, how we get out of an agreement.
Okay.
And so this whole thing, and Scott hasn't seen this, I just did this a couple of days ago, but this would be I've written that with Highway 40 property on there, but that will be subject to review, but I think we need to do something when these agreements are coming that's more, here's your agreement, but here's the conditions of that agreement.
Okay.
So did the town actually have his signature on the application of what he was doing when you started talking about the buffer zone and creating all that? Did he actually sign that?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, just what he signed, we did not do a great job of defining what happens there.
Yeah, everybody knew what the intent was, but that didn't transfer over to...
No.
The agreement.
And again, I think it has a lot of merit. I really have a hard time with the judge not saying that, you know, when you say buffer zone, everybody knows what a buffer zone is. So it's a buffer zone from the commercial, and so that's a commercial operation he's expanding. I don't think he would win, but short of us going to court, this was the agreement we thought we could maybe work out. But again, that will be up to you guys to decide. Once we draft that agreement, you'll be able to read this agreement with that agreement and attach it as an addendum to his.
Well, my worry is that you change what the intent was, even though it wasn't on paper, then somebody else comes to you and says, well, you know, your explanation of a buffer zone to him is this, and so we want the same thing.
Okay, here's my worry. He goes back there and says, you're telling me I can't park a U-Haul truck there, but you're letting somebody run concrete dumpsters in an RA5 zone. If I was him, I'd have the lawsuit going right now.
There you go again. It shouldn't be allowed in an RA5 zone, so we should be enforcing the ordinance.
But all he does is go around the town and say, you're doing it here.
It's just like that's what...
And we're gone.
Kanko was doing the same thing, right? That's what they're saying, the same thing. So anyway, this is a lot of language, but I'm sure if you can't sleep at night, this is a great document.
Look what Megan gave me. I mean,
there you go.
A couple of nights.
That's sleep from there. Scott, right? You're the one who came.
Like they said, one baseball game.
I got at least Mary two days, stayed. Maybe three.
Those are fun.
I think we're running into problems with. In fact, let's talk about this after you close the meeting. That'd probably be a better way.
Right.
So, at any point, you can close the meeting.
Good. So I'll call for a motion to close this meeting.
I make a motion to close the special meeting.
On May 22nd
for the second CDBG public hearing.
Call for a second.
Second.
Call for a vote.
Brady, yes.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.